is in Silver Lake doing financials. Now, for those of you in capital markets or any of those, this is very consumer-centric, but a lot of the concepts do apply, so just use your imagination and you'll carry through. What I begin here is what I call the 360-degree view, which is kind of like, you know, the average view into the American household, right? I'm pretty sure they're like married, two kids, one mortgage. And if you look at it, I have a lot of accounts already. I got a checking account, savings account, I got portfolios, I got college savings accounts, and all kinds of stuff that I have to keep an eye on everything, you know, once a month, sometimes not once a month. So with the 360-degree view, what Silver Lake allows me to do is customize how I look at my finances every month. For example, here, with very simple drag and drops, you know, savings out of the way. I don't like to save a lot of money. Or things like checking, right? I don't write any checks at all. So now I got a view that I can focus on things that are actionable for me every month. My mortgage payment, my portfolio, my credit cards. So let's begin here with, for example, mortgage. Sorry, I'm clicking here with the hand and it's shaking. So what you see here is mortgage, right? Mortgage is probably the largest investment I've made to date in my life. I still owe a lot of money and I still don't quite understand how mortgage works. One of the things that people keep telling me is, hey, if you paid a couple hundred bucks a month extra to your monthly to your mortgage payment, you would save money in the long run. Or if you paid an extra payment a year, you would save money on your mortgage. So what we've done here with Silverlight is very simple, drag and drop, tells you how much money you have to pay extra every month to save a specific amount. For example, here I see if I pay, you know, $500 more every month, over the life of my mortgage, I'm going to save nearly $10,000. But that's the only way you're going to encourage me to actually make the payment. If you show it to me and it's so easy to use, and then all I have to do is have a button right here that says, hey, go ahead and change your monthly payment. If on the opposite side, for example, I wanted to do something like, hey, I want to pay my mortgage before my kids go to school. Same thing, the charge roll, data bound, and I can play around with the timeline and decide how much I would have to pay every month. Now, what you can see here, obviously, these tools are used for me as a consumer. It's saving me money. So how is the bank going to make money back from giving me this kind of service? The first thing is, this isn't costing the bank any money because of several things. The first one is, the code is all running client side, so it's not consuming service side resources. This is, you know, .NET code that they have already written for their in-house bank tellers, and all they're doing is they're reusing .NET code. They're giving it to me as a service, making me happier, increasing my loyalty to them, and saving myself some money. They're also giving themselves the opportunity to give me an app, right? So they're looking, they know that I'm looking at mortgage, I'm thinking about my home, so they're sending me a home equity line of credit app right here. Right? If I click on it, they can go ahead and send me some information like how much my house is appreciated since I bought it. Right? So I get a nice visualization, I call the web service, and I get a nice visualization of how much money I've made. Now I'm happy that I made a lot of money on my bank, on my house, so now I'm actually going to ask them for some money. Same thing, very easy user interface, tells me exactly how much my mortgage payment would increase. Every month, if I borrow, say, $30,000. And they're also encouraging me to borrow more money because they're giving away the visualizations to tell me, hey, you're going to save money on tax. Here's your tax benefit. And you can see here, as I drag the slider up and borrow more money, the interest rate's going down. Right? Very simple visualization, all running client side. The last thing that I put here is, obviously, they got me excited about a HELOC. This is where they're going to make money, so they want to close them as soon as possible. Silverlight has sockets, so I can actually use those sockets to communicate immediately with one of their agents. Maybe make the appointment right there, or maybe actually close on that deal and tell them, hey, get everything ready. All I need is go in and sign the papers. So here I can actually use those sockets to communicate that. And to be honest, I don't have the software code in the demo, but there's some other chat demos we showed this week in Silverlight. So there they got me closing on my mortgage, and they got a little bit of money out of it. Another thing that I would have to do usually is, for example, going and look at my credit card bill. Here what you get is, you know, if I didn't have an online credit card bill payment, they would actually have to mail it to me. I would get it in the mail and likely throw it away because I never look at it. The only times I look at it is if I need to go back to a Draymond Gold transaction or anything like that. So what I have here is a very quick, easy way to navigate. From the last 9 months, I can select any month that automatically gets loaded. If I see a transaction here that I might not understand, for example, here there's a cash advance fee, and I don't remember, hey, what was that about? I'm not sure I understand it. Normally what I would do is I would just go ahead and call customer service. Right, I'll get on the phone, I'll wait for 20 minutes, get irritated, and there has to be somebody on the other side of the phone answering the call. It's customer money. So what you do here is, instead, they're sending me a video with one of the customer service representatives that is just very quickly going to explain it. And I don't have volume on. But that person is actually explaining to me why they're tracking. It's only $20, so I'm going to say, okay, I'm over it. I got an explanation, I'm satisfied. It saved me a lot of time, it saved them money because they can have less people answering the phone and their customer service calls. Here, my credit card service, I can do searches, I can actually put it in and out of the screen, I can do anything I want. It's a more interactive statement. And I didn't have to do something like download a 25 meg PDF viewer or anything like that. So I get a slightly better experience out of that. But, if I wanted to, I've done a little bit on my credit card. If I wanted to, for example, do something like balance my 401k, again, visual essentials make a big difference. What you see here is a snapshot of my 401k or of my portfolio. And what I want to do is everybody tells me I need to diversify. And that, the advice I got on my mortgage paid off, so I'm going to try to diversify today. So very simple. I can very quickly say, hey, am I a conservative? No. Obviously, my portfolio is not diversified conservative. So how would I do if I wanted to be more aggressive? Here with this visual, what I see is very quickly, hey, something needs my attention. Oh, you know what? I don't have enough growth funds in my portfolio. Right? It's telling me, hey, you need to drive some funds in here. So what I can do here is go pick some of their funds, add them to my portfolio, just using drag and drop. I actually, at this time, I'm rebalancing my portfolio. Right, selecting all the right funds. And obviously, once I've selected all the right funds, I still have those funds that I need to get rid of. So the bank says, hey, do you want to rebalance? And I said, yeah, of course. So I go ahead and tell them rebalance. They make the transaction very easy. They tell me, you need to sell this tree. You need to buy this tree new funds. Very, very easy for me to actually just say, oh, go ahead and do it. Right now, my portfolio is balanced. Very easy, very friendly. I got over it very, very quick. A slightly different one, for example, here. Since I was doing my portfolio, the next thing I have to tweak is my 401k. Here what you see is kind of a different way of filling forms online, right? Most of us go in there, we see the really long form, and we immediately get turned off. So here I would have never enrolled in 401k with them if I had seen that form that had, 25 items that needed to fill. And what I get here is I get all the standard controls, and I can very quickly just say, hey, I'm a moderate risk person, and walk through the survey. What you see here is, for example, I get the same thing where I got a video person explaining me what I need to do. Now, the video in the customer service scenario was fairly, not very interactive. Here, where he's starting to explain me what a software portfolio looks like, what you can see is he's going to explain me what a portfolio looks like. And notice that as he's talking, which you can't hear, I apologize for that, he's going to point to the charts and he's going to tell me these are the actions that you need to take. So from the video, I get markers where I can interact and drive those charts. Right? It tells me from the video, they couple those things together and it makes it much more powerful. An explanation would be useful, but those markers really make it easy for me to understand it. So I can go back here and continue and I'll finish. And here I can show you the drag and drop again and be done with my portfolio. Right? Lastly, if I wanted to do trade history, right? If I had been a customer for a few years, now I can go back and look at the transactions that I've had over time. What you see here is a simple chart, long timeline, news and information that made it interesting for me. And you can see as I hover over the news in this list box right here, the chart moves around, right? Everything is synchronized. Data binding, everything's synchronized here. Obviously, the chart, I can play around with the timelines and see everything. Right. If I click on a very specific transaction here, like this one, the chart, the data grid automatically highlights that transaction. So everything's data bound. I only have 20 transactions, but this is a pretty scalable data grid that we have in Silverlight. And you can see here, you know, as I navigate across, everything's the same. If I click on a specific, maybe Walmart or any stock that I've sold, it automatically filters everything. The data grid is actually programmatically being bound. It's showing me now the value of my Walmart stock against my my portfolio. If I want to say, for example, say, hey, how have I done compared to an index fund, or how have I done compared to the funds that they're offering me, I can very quickly use overlays in my charts to automatically to very quickly see, hey, this is how I would have done. Maybe I didn't let move some money to their funds instead of actually trying to manage my own portfolio. So that's a good example of how you can use Silverlight to, in my mind, create a better banking experience. The whole thing is built on Silverlight 2.0. It's using all these kind of controls, even though nothing looks like controls. You know, the same gray buttons that you got out of the control thing is there. That's their data grid. Those are list buttons that are data bound. For the graph, we actually wrote the charting components, and we will be releasing those. They're not, you know, they're not commercial grade charts or anything like that, but they're good for you to go back to your management and say, hey, let me tell you what it would look like. Let me tell you how we can make more money. For context, I'm not a financials expert at all. But, you know, we focus on the things that me as a consumer would like to see. And I just wanted to show you how with Silverlight you can get all of these things done. And it's very easy. It's very simple. You're reusing all your .NET code. If you have .NET skills, you're there. You're reusing any sample from any WPF application. So all of that stuff is stuff that you probably already have in-house. All you have to do is put it on the web. You can use it on the Mac. You can potentially use it on Linux later. That's it. Thanks. No, this is just a demo application. I explained to them, our goal was we created the application, and we're going to release the source code for it. So all we wanted to do was whack through it so that when we release the source code, people know kind of how to use it and what we were thinking.
Is there a Mac component to it?
All of them are using web services. The web services are just data-bound XML files that we read from my server side. Next week or this week when we release it, depending on where we put it, we might or might not be able to enable the web services. But you get the source code for everything, and the web service code is there. And it's just a simple switch file that says use web services or not. Cool. Thanks, guys.